Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another episode. We have a little bit of some World Classic, talking about that right away, and then we have some predictions for the end of the year. So I'll just let Caleb explain more, though.
Alrighty, before we do our prediction, our award predictions, what a World Baseball Classic that was. That was exciting.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think Japan had any chance of even getting back in it yesterday, halfway through the, even more like by the seventh inning. Thought Mexico was going to be here today.
Yeah, it was just, I honestly, that was some of the best baseball I've watched in a while. Like, so entertaining. Like, I wish with the baseball guys, I wish more of the stars went.
I wish you guys that didn't go.
Yeah. Other than that, it was like very exciting. Like, the crowd was into it. Like, I think like more like the Japan and like all more down south. Down south, like, I think the World Baseball Classic means more to them than
100%.
I feel like USA didn't really care.
Yeah,
like definitely a lot less. It's a big thing, like, to win this in Japan. So, like, it's good that they won. I'm honestly happy the States lost. Like,
yeah, it's a good win for Japan. It's a good win for their country. Like,
yeah,
like you said, like, anywhere, like, basically outside of the U.S., it's just it's a way bigger stage for them. Like, yeah, they don't get the MLB for the rest of the season.
100%. Like, Japan, they should be like the host of the finals next year or next time the World Baseball Classic. Like, they like.
And like,
they get a shit ton of players. Like yeah, they pack, like, the barn. Like, they pack the Tokyo Dome. That's not an easy stadium to pack.
And they had more views for that one game than there has been for any World Series playoff games.
Yeah, like, it's
huge. The whole country tuned in.
Like, yeah, it's like, the only thing that's like sucks is like, yeah, us up here have to get up early to watch. But still, like, I think whoever runs the World Baseball Classic, they'd make lots of money if they had like the finals and stuff in Japan.
Honestly,
like
you watch one of Japan's games on like a Japanese broadcast station. Like, I don't know what they're saying, but those announcers, they are hype.
Yeah, they're going
crazy.
Like, and even
they love
it. I think Japan fans, they traveled pretty well. Like, it was pretty loud in there when they, like, Ohtani struck out Trout at the end there. It got pretty loud in there.
Yeah. They love it.
Like, yeah, baseball's their thing. And some MLB GMs, they got to get some of those Japanese pitchers over here.
Yeah. Like, well, like,
the only one that sucked was Darvish.
Yeah, honestly. Like Shohei said at the start of the World Classic, like, he's not even the best player from Japan.
No, like, there's so much talent over there. And, like, I wonder who would win if he did like the Jap, whatever league they play in, like,
yeah,
even against like all the best players in the MLB. I wonder how that would play out. Like,
it'd be kind of cool to see a mashup between the Japanese league and the MLB.
Yeah, like, I
like how the MLB goes to the UK to play. Like, yeah, it'd be kind of cool to have an MLB team go and play an exhibition game against a Japanese team.
Yeah, like, I think, have they done that before? No, they usually just do college teams. Like, yeah, I agree. Like, well, MLB does do the odd game in whatever,
UK,
Japan, and them. Like, they do like their Japanese series, whatever. But like, so, like, there's a lot of talent in Japan.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy. Like, I forget his name. Like, I can't name his name. He was the reliever. He went in for the seventh inning there. Oh, yeah. He's nasty.
Yeah.
And there was like he started the Mexican game. I didn't watch. I don't know how well he did, but he was like 19 years old getting a start in the semifinal game. I don't know his name, but yeah, like, and he's throwing 102. Like,
just gas.
There'll be some MLB teams paying him big bucks to come over here.
Yeah. And that's good scouting for them too, like, for all those guys that
Ohtani just was named the MVP of the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, I should have called it.
I guess I got to look at some write that down predictions.
Who would have thought Dominican wouldn't even be there, though? Didn't even make the, like, finals.
That's the thing. Like, I found, like, it was anyone's game any given night.
Honestly.
Like, freaking Great Britain held the U.S. only six runs. Like, honestly, and Great Britain won a game. Like, the only thing I wish is our Canadians. I wish everyone went.
Yeah.
Like, I think as a Canadian, I think we have potential to be a good. Like, we're not going to be like Japan or Dominican, but I think we can easily make the.
We can make knockouts. We can push.
Make knockout. Like, we're missing the other Naylor brother. We're missing Votto, Vlad. Well, we missed Freeman for the last game.
Yeah.
Pitching like Paxton, Pavetta, like
Soroka.
Like, yeah, like that was Canada's weakness, was pitching. And like Jordan Romano, why are you going to go play for Italy even though you backed out? Like, you grew up in Canada.
Yeah.
Like, Canada has a lot of talent. They just need everyone to be there. Tyler O'Neill was a stud, though.
Yeah, I wish more managers would encourage it.
Yeah. Like, MLB should shut down spring training early. Push them to go. Like,
that's fair.
Honestly. Like, I'm sure they make money off it. And I think more players go, more viewers, they get more money. It's like,
yeah.
Like, freaking send them all. Like, I wouldn't shut down spring training. Like, a lot of people, it's like a lot of people are nervous they're going to lose their spot. It's like, who cares? Like, get our top prospects in there.
Especially with the league management, like, they should be pushing it so hard. If they're wanting actual, like, more viewers for the sport, like, if they're actually wanting to push the sport, they should be pushing World Baseball Classic so hard.
Yeah. Or, like, maybe not have the World Baseball, like, maybe have the World Baseball Classic in the winter. Like, go down to a hot climate and play it in the wintertime.
Honestly, yeah.
I think you get more. Like, maybe have it before spring training or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. All right. Yeah. That was a good little rant about the. I love the World Baseball Classic. I, whenever I was doing nothing, I was tuning in. So we will get on to our MLB award predictions. So each of us are picking. So we each have who we think is going to win, and we each have a dark horse for both AL and a Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP. Mm-hmm. And we each have, and then at the end we have our all MLB teams. So that all MLB teams contains one player from infield, three outfielders, a DH, five starting pitchers, and then two relievers. So I'll get it. We're going to go AL-NL. So I'll get it started with the AL Rookie of the Year. And I have Masataka Yoshida from the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
AL Rookie of the Year. Currently, he's batting over 400 in a World Baseball Classic that's finished. And he's going to get lots of time to shine in that Red Sox lineup. It's very thin. Like, last season in the Japan League, he batted 336, hit 21 home runs, 89 RBIs. I think he's the second highest odds at plus 500, second lowest odds, I guess you should say, to at plus 500 to win the award. So, yeah, I think I'd put my couple cents on him to win it.
Fair enough. I respect that. I actually completely forgot about him.
He's 29, but he's still eligible.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And so should I just say my dark horse, or should we go?
You can do your dark horse, too.
Yeah, you go. All right,
my dark horse is Josh Jung from the Texas Rangers.
Oh, that's another good one.
Basically, how I did my dark horse was I used betting odds from Bet365. So I basically said anything above plus 1,000 is kind of a dark horse. So that's how Josh Jung is plus 1,400 to win the AL Rookie of the Year. He had a tough start. He only appeared in 26 games. He batted 204 with five home runs, 14 RBIs. He showed a little bit of power when he was drafted. His main thing he brought to the table was his power. And he didn't really hit for power in the minors, but I can see him having a big season. He'll be the Rangers' number one third baseman, looks like, this year. I can see him hitting between 18 to 25 home runs maybe in that area, drop 60 to 70. The only downside with him is he had a 30% K rate last year in his 26 games. That could be tough, but other than that, that's my dark horse.
And nice.
Chase or Bryson, you want to go name yours? Your pick?
I'll jump in because I have Josh Jung as my pick for AL Rookie of the Year.
Like he's your main pick?
He's my main pick, yeah. I think he's 25, so he's a little bit older, so that's kind of why I liked him, because I think he's an older rookie, which always means that, like, I feel like you're just at the age of 25, you're a bit more mature in your body and stuff like that. Yeah, my biggest thing for him was the K rate. Like, if he's going to strike out 30% of the time, he's probably going to struggle to be the Rookie of the Year. But, I mean, it was a small sample size. He did have a fairly high K rate in the minors too, which was, you know, it wasn't 30%, but it also wasn't great. So if he can kind of get that plate discipline down, I think he definitely has a chance to do it. Because, yeah, he does have power potential. I think he hasn't shown it fully in the minors. And he got some injuries.
I read his draft report, and it was like raw power was like the main, like, focus of his draft report. Like, and he didn't really show it, but
like, when he does connect with the ball, he sends it. So it's, I think he's had some injury and stuff. So I think, he isn't like the favorite by any means, but he's just someone who I'm pretty high on. So I took him as my Rookie of the Year. And then my dark horse pick was Grayson Rodriguez of the Baltimore Orioles. The only reason I didn't actually pick him as my AL Rookie of the Year is because I find pitchers tend to struggle when they first come up. So I thought maybe, you know, I mean, that's not always the case. Like someone like Spencer Strider, he did really well coming up in this first season. But, yeah, I think Grayson's going to be good. I just think his team around him is going to limit his win total, which is going to probably make it tough for him to get Rookie of the Year over a hitter. So if he had, like, if he was able to get, like, 18 wins or something, then he could have a – and I know wins is kind of one of those stats where it's like, it's not really the pitcher, but it does look bad if you're, you know, a pitcher with only 7 wins. You know, it's tough to, I feel just, like they always kind of get dusted on those stats that they can't really control, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The wins for me is like the main guy to tell you that wins doesn't mean anything is Jose Berríos had a winning record last year.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's just because he has a good team around him. So I think Grayson could have a really good year, though. So I hope he does. Like, I think he's really talented. I just know that sometimes pitchers struggle when they first come up. So
yeah, I will go with my boy Anthony Volpe for
nobody went Gunner. Holy favorite!
I know.
I didn't want to go.
I didn't want to take the favorites. That was my thing.
Either. I didn't want to either.
We're gonna have some big names not on this on the predictions.
I had Gunner as, if Volpe didn't win it, I had Gunner as second. I had Volpe as first. So I just think he's playing such a good game right now with spring training, and he's hitting home runs, he's hitting for a great average. He's just doing a lot of good things in spring training. He's making tons of good plays at short, like tons of tough plays. And I think he should probably push for an opening day roster. I don't know if he'll actually get it. There's a lot of talk that he will. I don't know if he will, though. But I think he's a pretty early call-up, so he'll have a lot of time in the league this season. So I think he has a pretty good shot. And then my sleeper pick, I went Tristan Casas.
It was between him and Jung for me.
Yeah. I had just with his sample size last season, it was fairly small. Didn't do super great, but he's got that pedigree. Like, I think he's gonna put it together. So I had him as my dark horse pick.
I really like him too. He's another power guy. Like, if he gets his power connects, like, he could easily go for over 20 bombs.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so NL Rookie of the Year. I think Bryson, you should start off with your pick.
I got Corbin Carroll. The one time I did go with the obvious or the favorite, I guess. But I just genuinely, like, I followed the D-backs really closely. And, like, going back 2 years, I was like, this guy is just going to be a stud. And, like, he kind of got written off a bit because of his size. He's a smaller guy. But he has a lot more power than I think he gets credit for. Like, ATC only hasn't projected for 17 home runs. But I think maybe in his first year he might be around there, like, 15 home runs. But I think give him a couple years to kind of figure out his power and grow into his body a bit more, I think he could crack 20 homers. Like, his exit velos are pretty impressive. So, and he's got the speed too, right? Like, he's projected, the ATC is projected for 20 stolen bags. I could see him getting 25 to 30
Yeah, guys,
like, he's just got an absolute motor. Like, his wheels are insane, and he has a 26% K rate, which is, again, not ideal, but I think that's going to come down as he just gets more comfortable. So, and he's going to be hitting in the middle of the probably beginning of the order, I guess. But D-back's lineup isn't great, but, you know,
he'll work his way up that order.
Usually, rookie of the year candidates aren't always on great teams.
Yeah.
But it depends. I guess if they're coming from overseas, but which is my dark horse, is Kodai Senga.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think if he's what he's made out to be, and if that fourth ball is really what it looks to be, he could be a serious problem for a lot of hitters. And so I think if he, it's just always kind of, you're kind of playing a guessing game with guys coming over from Japan. You never really know what you're going to get. Yeah. Are you going to get a Shohei, or are you going to get a, I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I feel like there's a lot of Japanese pitchers that have struggled.
What's the guy from that played with Toronto? Banana. Monkey don't cramp.
Oh, Kawasaki?
Yeah.
Kawasaki.
What do you guys mean? He was a stud.
That was a beauty.
He was a beauty.
Beauty.
But yeah, I think Senga has a good team around him too. That's going to kind of help him as well. And he's got, you know, like guys like Scherzer and Verlander to kind of take him under his wing. And not that he needs it because he's an older pitcher, but just having those guys around, I think he could have a really good year. So that's my dark horse.
Nice. I like it.
Alrighty. So I got my main pick. I got Miguel Vargas of the LA Dodgers at odds to win. It's plus 600. With Gavin Lux being out, he's going to be their primary second base. He struggled out of the gate last year. He played in 18 games, batted 170, but most rookies do struggle out of the gate. But I like what I see. AAA last year, slash 304, 404, 511. Has a little bit of power, 17 home runs, drove in 82 RBIs. Brings speed to the table. Like, he has a lot of good traits, like hits for a bit of power, steal base, hits for average, does everything well. Like, he's protecting that lineup. I can see him hitting between 260 to 270, maybe getting 10 to 15 home runs. And I have, that's like, and 70 around 70 RBIs. That's what I think he's going to do this year. Protected. He's probably going to be hitting low, but I think he, and Dodgers, they do pretty well with their prospects. They can develop players. So I think
the program,
unless they trade them all, which they usually do.
I saw in the spring training, he had an injured finger and he couldn't swing the bat, and he was still managing to get walks.
Yeah, he gets like 404 on base percentage in AAA. And he has low K rate too.
Like, pitchers knew he couldn't swing and they still getting him on base. Yeah.
And he's a utility guy. He plays everywhere. Like, he plays a bit of outfield, plays a bit of infield.
Love that in fantasy.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't really come up with a dark horse. Like, so I just went with Francisco Alvarez of the Mets. Like, he's their number one prospect. He has lots of power. True. That's his main trait. But thing is with him is Fangraphs only projects him to have 90 at-bats a season. He played 5 games last year.
Yeah,
I'm basically banking on one of the Mets catchers to get hurt or struggle and for him to come in and do his thing. Other than that, that's the only reason I have him as a dark horse. He's plus 1,200 to win the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
So if he could come in like and just start hitting absolute nukes, I can see him potentially making a push to win the award.
Pretty much the same line that I have for my dark horse. I got Corbin Carroll, obviously, as my number one for NL Rookie of the Year. I think that's just the obvious pick. So that's who I went with as well. And I had Elly De La Cruz on my dark horse, pretty much for the same reasons Lub said. He's got Francisco Alvarez. De La Cruz is by far like one of the top prospects in the league right now. And the only reason he'd be a dark horse is just the amount of games played. Like, he won't be called up for probably a little while, if he even is called up. But he does have that potential to be called up kind of after All-Star break. And if he does, he's got huge, huge potential to make a big impact. So that's kind of why I had him as my dark horse.
Yeah, I think I wish Gabby Moreno was eligible. Cause
is he not?
I didn't see him on the odds, so I don't think he is. Like, I think he's
didn't play that many games with the Jays last year, did he? Maybe it's because like he was like called up a lot, but like he was on the roster but didn't play that much. Maybe that's it.
I think that's what happened. Something like that. Because I was like today finding out Carson Kelly's gonna be out for a while. I was like, man, he could have a, basically it's his job to lose at this point. So
I'm still really not a fan of the Jays giving him up.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see this year.
I think the like Gurriel and Moreno, I think he could have got a little bit more than Varsho for that.
I thought so too, but I mean, I guess
that's maybe a pretty big package.
Yeah, that is.
All right, well, so we'll save that conversation for another day when Varsho is batting like 100 and doing the Matt Chapman. Alrighty, so I'll start with AL Cy Young. And my pick, I got Shane McClanahan of the Rays.
Okay.
I liked what I saw last year. His odds are plus 1,100, so that's pretty much a dark horse, honestly. Last season, posted an ERA 258 or 254, 0.93 whip. Like, he was so good last year. The only – I think if he pitches – like, he only pitched 166 innings last year. I'd like to see him get up that 180 to 190, but the only downfall is the Rays tend to like yank pitchers pretty quick. Like last year, his opponents batted 193 against him, which that was top of the league pretty much. So, yeah, I like Shane McClanahan as – and this is like his second full season, I believe, maybe third.
He was an absolute stud last year.
Like, I think he got a little hurt, but I see him having a big season.
Yeah, I think he tailed off towards the end of like the back half of the year, but I think it was his first full pitching load. So I think this year will be a little bit better. He'll be more adept to it.
Yeah.
All righty, my dark horse, Yusei Kikuchi.
That's the favorite.
Not kidding. Dark horse is a member of the Blue Jay. I got Kevin Gausman as my dark horse at plus 2,000. He's dominated spring training this year. 14 innings, no runs, 18 strikeouts. He was second in pitching WAR last year, and his ERA is a little bit inflated because he did have a few really bad starts.
Yeah,
but he has a nasty splitter, one of the best in the league, and I think he puts it together this year. I think he has a big season. I'm gonna go 290 ERA around there. Like,
yep.
I think he should be – he'll be up there. I definitely think so. I'm really high on Gausman.
All right. I got Manoah as my AL Cy Young.
Ooh, damn.
Not Garrett Cole?
No, I don't got Cole. Cole's got to prove it to me still. He's kind of streaky the last couple of years. So, I mean, he's going to get the Ks. He's just – he just, like – I don't know. He doesn't get all the wins, and he lets up. He lets up too many home runs too. So, I got Manoah as my Cy Young. I think he's going to be even better this year with Toronto. He's going to be a stud. No about it.
I didn't want to be like a homer here, and I don't know. I just feel like McClanahan is going to have a big year, and
we're going to get a bobblehead of him.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And, if we get 1 million views, we'll give away one.
Holy.
listens, I guess.
I got Ohtani as my dark horse.
Dark horse.
And the only reason I have Ohtani as my dark horse is because he pitches really well, but he's never really that Cy Young kind of candidate pitcher. Like, he's just kind of sniffing, like, fifth place in the Cy Young votes
all plus 1,000, fourth highest odds to win Cy Young.
What was that?
Plus 1,000, fourth highest odds to win the Cy Young this year.
Holy, it's pretty high, I guess.
Hey, plus 1,000, that's what I said.
I know what you're saying though, because he's always like the MVP favorite, but he's never a Cy Young favorite because he's not like a DeGrom level pitching stats, right?
That's why I picked him, because like he's got the potential to win Cy Young, but he's never really kind of – he's always the MVP talk, but he's never really been kind of really talked about for Cy Young. So I think he's the dark horse because he definitely has potential to win Cy Young.
I think the thing with him is he, like, tends to throw a lot less innings than some other pitchers.
Yeah.
Just because of the rest thing. Like, he does everything for that team.
And he'll go straight into DHing for the rest of that game too, so he can just keep batting.
Yeah, he's definitely a one of a kind.
Yeah, definitely.
One of a kind player. For me, for my Cy Young, I kind of went on a, you could say he's a dark horse, but I actually went with Shane Bieber for my Cy Young.
Yeah,
I like Bieber, so underrated.
I was looking and he's just like, I was looking at his stats and I was like, man, this guy like is like projected to throw 190 innings, which is a big workload.
Yeah.
Projected for 200 Ks on top of that. 3.36 ERA. Like, I think the ERA could probably be even a little bit lower than 3.36, but he usually is around that 3. Like last year he was at 2.88 for his ERA. So like,
yeah, I don't know.
His expected ERA was 3.5, so I think that's a fair ERA. But yeah, this guy just kind of flies under the radar.
Honestly,
The Guardians as a team, I think they kind of do. And he struggled with injuries in 2020 and 2021. Like, he didn't crack 100 innings in either of those seasons. Yeah. So I think he kind of got his name kind of lost value there just because he didn't play very much. But then last year he came back and pitched 200 innings. So it's like,
yeah,
I'm not worried about injuries with him. And I think he's, under the radar. I think the Guardians are a good team. I think he has every opportunity to grab a Cy Young this year.
No doubt. I completely agree. I have him on my MLB or all MLB team.
Hey, don't spoil it. And then another guy, like, I was considering for my dark horse was Tristan McKenzie. He had a great year last year.
I thought about him too.
Yeah. So underrated.
He's also good.
Yeah.
They have underrated pitching staff. They're on it. They produce pitchers really well. Like, they develop them.
Yeah.
Very well.
That Cal Quantrill couldn't pitch well for Canada.
Yeah. Him and Plesak's also struggled, but those guys are. I feel like they can turn it around. I don't know. We'll see. But my dark horse for AL Cy Young is Framber Valdez.
Okay.
Of the Houston Astros. I just think that with Verlander being gone, like, it is going to put a little more pressure on these guys like him and Javier and Luis Garcia. But I really liked what I saw from Framber last year. I keep trying to say Frambler, but it's Framber. he's a guy who generates a lot of ground balls. He has a really high ground ball percentage. So I think he's going to benefit from the new change with the shift.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to, I think, or maybe not benefit, sorry, but like, that's something to pay attention to because, you know, his defense can shift to kind of get to the ground balls as much, but I don't think it's going to be as big of a deal as some people are making it out to be. Like, I've seen on Twitter and stuff. And last year, he cracked 200 innings for the first time in his career. He had an ERA of 2.8, and only his exit ERA was only 3.31. So, like, he's right in line again with, like, similar numbers to Bieber. His strikeouts are a little bit lower. He's only projected for 179 this upcoming season. But he did have 194 last year, so, like, he's not that far off of a K per inning.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of an underrated guy. He's a lefty. I like him. I'm a lefty. Always kind of just like the guy. So I liked what I saw from him last year. So why not throw him in as a dark horse?
Fair enough.
You like an Astro player?
I wasn't there in 2017, so no.
Alrighty, so NL Cy Young. I got my ace on my fantasy roster. I got Corbin Burns winning it this year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Last year, down season for Burns, like 2.94 ERA. Like, what are you doing, man? Thing is, like, Burns is a workhorse. Pitched 202 innings last season. Opponents batted 196 against him. I personally see him bouncing back and getting his ERA down to the 2.40 range. And I see him. He strikes out a lot of guys. Goes deep into games. Yeah, that's my pick for the Cy Young. And then my dark horse, plus 5,000 odds to win the Cy Young. So, like, $10 pays you, like, $500. Nice. I got Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, boy.
Very underrated season last year. He posted a 2.28 ERA, but that was only 126 innings.
Yeah.
He could do what he did and do that in, like, 175 to 185 inning range.
Yeah.
He'll definitely be a Cy Young candidate. And I've decided that I am going to put $10 on this.
Nice.
Because he's done it before. And, yeah, if he can stay healthy, I could easily see him doing it again.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, my only worry with him is that they're going to cap his innings because they want to save him for the playoffs.
Fair.
because he's been so hurt. But if they don't and they just let him pitch and he stays healthy, absolutely, that'd be a huge, like, easy money. You could easily do it.
I'm gonna parlay them, Boren Burns and Kershaw winning this Cy Young.
Yeah, that would pay handsomely.
Yeah, it's not possible.
Yeah, sure.
They'll exactly. Take my money anyways, though.
Yeah, they still let you place the bet.
All right.
Do you want to go, Chase?
Yeah, sure. I got also Corbin Burns for my pick. I think he's just that guy. He's just that guy. And Kale talked about him, so that's that. Corbin Burns. And then for my sleeper dark horse pick, I got Spencer Strider. I think he's got a ton of potential to just have another repeat season of last year. He had a great season last year. See any reason why he shouldn't have another season like that this year, especially with how good Atlanta is. So I got Strider having repeat season.
Trying to up his card value when people listen to this.
Yeah, I got blue wave refractor if anybody wants.
Yeah. It's
cool. And also just the base chrome auto traded from Bryson.
Yeah, he got a lot of Strider autos now, so you hope if he wins that Cy Young, that'd be good for you.
Massive. Love to see it.
Hopefully. Chase loves scamming us.
Yeah, my NL Cy Young choice, I went with Zach Wheeler of the Philadelphia Phillies. Big thing for him is also health. He was kind of banged up for a little bit last year, so he didn't really pitch as much as you like to see. And he's kind of sometimes can be boom or bust.
Like I find sometimes by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, sometimes he gets blown up in games. But, I mean, the guy, when he's on, he's absolutely nasty. So I think him and Nola are just – I was kind of torn, honestly, between both of them. I was debating back and forth. But so I had to go with Wheeler just because he was a little bit less of a favorite.
Yeah.
So that's who I went with for him, and or for NL Cy Young. And then my dark horse is – Corbin Burns' teammate, Brandon Woodruff. I think he kind of lives in Burns' shadow a little bit. So I think he gets forgotten about, but I think sometimes he just kind of is an afterthought because it's just like Burns is so good and so dominant.
Yeah.
So I think he could have a sneaky year too. I was also looking at Freddie Peralta, but I want to see how he's looking after injury. So I went with Woody.
Nasty rotation.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Alrighty, so we are moving on to our MVP picks.
Let's go.
So I'll go first here. My pick for this year's MVP from the Angels, Mike freaking Trout.
Nice. Big fish.
I would put Otani, but I really don't agree with pitchers being able to win the MVP. Like, I feel like it should just be based on hitting stats.
Gotcha.
Like, Cy Young, like, that's the pitching MVP. Like, just let hitters be. So, right. Mike Trout's plus 700 to win the MVP. Last season, he slashed .283, .369, .630, 40 home runs and 60 RBIs. That was only in 119 games. In 162 game pace, that's 54 home runs and 109 RBIs. Sure. He stays he has to stay healthy.
That's the only factor, honestly.
Yeah, he has to stay healthy because he's the best in the game still.
And Judge not hitting 63 homers even.
Also, Judge is hitting 12 this year.
That's fair.
Yeah, like if Trout stays healthy, I got Trout as my AL MVP as well. Like if Trout stays healthy, he literally is that guy. Like he has been since 2011.
He had 40 home runs and he only played 119 games.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how good he is. And it's kind of overlooked these past couple seasons. Any new fans are kind of like Trout's old news kind of thing, but like he's so good.
Still that guy.
He's still that guy.
Still the best player in the league, hands down. Yeah.
100%.
And then, originally my dark horse was Julio, but according to the betting odds, that's not really a dark horse pick. So I moved my dark horse to Vladdy.
Nice.
Plus 1,200. He had a down year last year compared to his 2021 season. Still did hit 274, added 32 home runs, 97 RBIs. And I am fully prepared for a big Vladdy season this year.
Nice. I like it.
I think he is going to hit.
He's going to hit
40 bombs, probably 110 ribbies. And I think he has the potential to, if it wasn't for a guy named Ohtani, he easily wins the MVP that year. But
he's got lots to talk about too. After last year, which was a little bit slower year, he's got lots to kind of.
He did pick it up though later.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got my boy Wander for my dark horse since my main was Trout. I got Wander for my dark horse. I think injuries was really his biggest thing last year that really slowed down his momentum coming out of his back-to-back MLB top 100 picks. So injury just last year in his season is the only thing that slowed down. I think he's going to have a full healthy season this year, and he's going to be gunning for that MVP spot. So I got Wander.
Trying to crank the value of cards up again, eh, Chase?
Not Wander. I don't sell Wander. I just buy him.
True.
All right, Grayson.
Someone. So for me, I got my NL MVP. I went with someone who's actually like kind of far down the list on betting odds. Actually, I had him here and I lost him. I don't even know where he is. We're doing AL, right? Sorry, yeah. I jumped in NL. That's why I can't find him, because he's not on this list. For AL, I went with Yordan.
Honestly, though, I was thinking Yordan.
Yeah, I just think his thing is health too, but I think like if he can stay healthy, he's got something going on with his hand, and it's like that's not ideal because you kind of need your hand to bat. But if his hand's okay and he plays a full season, that's the biggest thing for him. It's just, yeah, same as Travis, just injuries. But if he plays a full year, like, this guy absolutely just mashes. And yeah. I know he's another Astro, but
he wasn't in a scandal though, so he's all good.
Yeah, and he's just so dominant. So I went with Yordan at plus 1,100. And then my dark horse is actually Bo Bichette at plus 4,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a huge year. I think
I considered Bo too, actually.
Yeah, I just think him and Vladdy are I think people forget how young they are. Yeah. Like how they're just going to, like,
honestly,
they're just going to keep getting better and better. And I think Bo has more power than he's shown. Like, I've been watching his spring training. Like, he's been mad. Like, some of the balls he's hit are just
– he's hard to get out. Like,
yeah, like, he's just – he's a guy who just takes you deep in the counts, and eventually the pitcher just makes a mistake, and he just pounces on it. So, I like at plus 4,000, too. I was like, yeah, it's a dark horse, but I really like him this season. So, I hope that he does well, because I might toss a few bucks on him.
I might throw a decent bet on Vladdy to win this year.
Just need to sign more cards. Guy doesn't like to sign cards for tops anymore these days.
Hey, is that true?
Yeah, he doesn't really – I don't know. He doesn't really like to sign for tops right now.
Damn, my Bo Auto is probably worth something going up in value.
Yeah. Because, he's checking the check on Luminaries, like, that we just opened, and he's not even on the checklist. Like, he just – I don't know what's going on between him and tops, but he doesn't like to sign anything right now.
Yeah,
trying to make his value go up.
Yeah.
Is he probably signed for Panini?
I don't know about Panini, honestly.
He's just trying to help Panini.
Just loves Panini, hates tops.
Yeah. Honestly, their cards, some of their cards are way nicer.
Yeah.
I wish they just
need the rights.
Yeah, I wish they had the rights.
I like to open like a case. I forget what it's called. It's like the baseball, like National Treasures.
National Treasures?
Yeah, but it's baseball. I forget what it's called.
Well, there is baseball National Treasures.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that one then.
Their Donruss Optic baseball is so nice.
Yeah. The no logo thing just gets me. I don't
I hate it.
Yeah. Throws me off.
Alrighty. So, NL. So, I'll go first. My NL MVP, I got Ronald Acuna Jr.
Nice.
He hasn't been healthy the last two seasons. again, I always do this in a prediction video. I bank too much on health. But here we go again. So I'm going Acuna. Had a down year last year. Only batted 266, 15 home runs, 50 RBIs. Yeah. Like his second year, he was dominant. Like, I feel like this is the year he gets healthy, has a full season. And yeah, I think I like him as my pick to win the MVP. And my dark horse is Big Me Pete.
Nice.
This was surprising. Like his stats last year, 271 average, 40 home runs, 131 ribbies. He finished eighth in voting last year. Like, how do stats like that get you eighth? Like, if I look at those stats, I'm like, that guy must have won MVP last year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Those are better stats than Goldschmidt, damn near. like that's why I was kind of hesitant to put him there. I was like, I don't know if he can repeat that. And it's like, what does he have to do? Hit 50 and 150 RBIs? Like, gosh.
Yeah, guys, a stud.
Crazy. Yeah, I like him as my dark horse.
That's fair. Well, I got Trey Turner as my NL MVP candidate. I really like him. Really high on him. Would be definitely one of my top favorite players. And in my sleeper pick, I got Harper. Another guy like you there, Caleb Health. He's not going to be playing until after the All-Star break.
Holy, that's a risky pick.
Yeah, that it is.
He better go off when he comes back.
I'm thinking he's going to do, though. I'm banking on it on my fantasy team, and I'm banking on it right now because I think he's going to come back from – what, he's got Tommy John?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to come back from Tommy John. He's going to be a stud when he comes back. So I think he's got potential to win that NL MVP. So I'll go with him for my sleeper. We're dark.
I like it. That is pretty bold. That is a bold statement.
That it is.
Very bold. For me, for my NL MVP choice, I had actually Big Meat Pete as my choice to win NL MVP. Similar for the reasons Caleb said, like the dude should have been not eighth. Like, I don't know. I remember last year being like, how is this guy not even top three? Like, it just made no sense to me whatsoever. So I think he's capable of doing the same thing, if not more. So yeah. I picked him to be my NL MVP. And then my sleeper is, I guess not really sleeper because he has the same odds as Pete Alonso, but I thought he was more of a sleeper, and I'm going to stick with him anyways. And that's Austin Riley from the Braves.
I like Riley.
I do too.
Yeah, I really like him a lot. And I think, yeah, he's in that lineup. He's in a good lineup. He's got a lot of chance for high RBI numbers, and he's got a lot of power too. And he's also like only 25, 26, I think. So he's still got a few years. Maybe actually might be a little bit older. He might be like 27. But anyways, he's not super old. And so I think he still can get even better. And so I like him as my sleeper, even though he apparently has the same odds as Pete. So I guess there's just a lot of disrespect towards Pete.
Apparently. Honestly.
Alrighty, so we will move. How do you boys want to do this? Should we each just say, like, we'll go catcher down and we each say ours for our MLB team? Alrighty, so my catcher is Adley Rutschman.
Nice. Same here.
What do you got, Bryson?
I went with JT Realmuto.
That's a fair pick.
Yeah, I just think he's still got a couple more years of all MLB level catching left in him, but I would not be surprised if Adley comes out this year and takes it from him.
Yeah, if Adley comes out and just plays this whole year as just as a stud, like he's gonna be a top guy. Wow.
The only reason I took JT is because you know what you're gonna get from him, whereas Adley, it's like you know what you should get, but you haven't got there yet. So.
He's quite there, like he's still young, kind of thing.
Yeah, but I would not be shocked if he was.
Once Adley's JT's age, like Adley's gonna be, he's gonna be that guy.
Adley has the potential to be like one of the best catchers of all time if he stays healthy.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, that's why I had pick as Rutschman.
Alrighty, so first base, I got Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Well, all right, fair enough. Big year coming out of him this year.
I as I said, this season he's gonna be about 300. 40 home runs, 115 to 20 RBIs.
Yeah,
fair enough. Big bounce back year. It's going to be similar to his 2022 year.
He's hungry.
Or 21 year. Not 22.
He's hungry for it. I got...
Whoops. You go.
I got Freddie Freeman, just because I'm a big fan of his. I think him and Boldy were neck and neck last year, and I think Freddie's going to just continue what he's doing from last year to this year. So I had Freddie.
I went with my MVP pick. I went with Big Meat Pete.
Nice.
Got to back up your takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, enough. You got it. I genuinely believe he could hit 50 this year.
All of my takes for everything other than Rookie of the Years made it onto my MVP or All MLB team.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same.
Harper missed. Oh, and Franco.
I kind of didn't put my sleepers on here.
Sleepers didn't, you know, that I'm looking at.
Alrighty, so my second baseman, Tuve, but I went with Marcus Semien.
Yeah, well, Tuve won't be playing this year, so.
Well, like first couple months at least. Thing with Semien is he's like a great year, bad year, great year. Like, it's on a pattern, so this is. Pattern continues. This will be a great year. He was off to a slow start last year, but heated up. But I think, other than Altuve, I think he's the best second baseman in the league. Yeah. And yeah, I have him as my second baseman.
Yeah, and I got Semien as well for my second base, just pretty much for the exact same reasons.
And yeah, I also have him as mine. So nice. Second base is one of those things where it's like pretty much like there's like those two,
it's
and
thin. It's thin.
And then after that, so
pretty good position.
Alrighty, so shortstop. I got to back up my takes from last week. I got Bo Bichette.
Nice,
same.
Let me guess who Chase has.
Trey Turner, baby, let's go.
Bo Bichette is having a big year. Alrighty, going through this pretty quick. Third baseman, I got Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, I had a tough time choosing for third. Third's a pretty good position.
Yeah.
I
was torn between Arenado and Austin Riley.
Oh, I actually forgot about Riley. I had J-Ram because I think he's a sleeper.
Oh, I forgot about him too.
I think
I have J-Ram too.
I think he slept on, but based on my prediction, the best one in the league. But I just think he's a stud, so I have J-Ram.
And outfield, I don't know if they do like left field, right field, center field. I just picked three fielders who I think. I'll just say my three, and then you guys say your three.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Okay, I got Trout, Acuna, and Betts.
Nice.
I got Trout, Betts, and Judge, because I think Judge is going to have a good year again.
Who'd nice. You have? Oh, you didn't have Acuna.
No, I didn't. He was second place on my NL MVP.
I have Acuna, Julio Rodriguez, and Kyle Tucker.
Ooh.
Tucker, eh?
Tucker action.
King Tuck, yeah.
King Tuck, he's a sleeper pick for sure. He's up there.
He is. I think, I genuinely, though, like, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I think Sarda's going to bounce back as well.
Yeah,
guys. So that would be one. And again, like, outfield is so deep that, like, I feel like three isn't even enough.
It's either outfield or shortstop, the two deepest positions, man. So there's so much talent in those two positions.
Imagine they just gave out one outfield award for all MLB team.
Oh my gosh.
Who would you pick if it was just one position out of your list?
I guess I'd have to pick Trout since I picked him from MVP.
Yeah, I'd go Trout too.
I'd have to go Acuna.
Acuna's
alrighty, so DH. Basically between two guys.
I completely forgot about DH, if I'm going to be completely honest. So
well, they give out an award to DH MLB team. I went with Ohtani.
Yeah, I went with Yordan.
It was between Yordan and Ohtani. I was like, I feel like you guys are going to go Yordan, so I was like, I'll go Ohtani.
Only
yeah.
I would go, and I don't know if you can do this, but I have Ohtani as one of my pitchers. Can I go Ohtani and DH?
I think you have to do one or the other, I think.
I have no idea.
I would pick Yordan then. I just think that's the easiest as well, just because I would want Shohei as a pitcher, and then someone, I would pick Yordan as a DH. So I'll go Yordan as well.
Alrighty. So now we're on to pitchers. So we just do as I say my five, and then
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. Okay, so my five, I got Corbin Burns, Shane McClanahan.
Yeah.
Matt, Jacob DeGrom, and oh fuck. I have Orr on my fifth. I'll go Manoah. I was between Cease and Manoah. I gotta be a homer. I'll go Manoah there.
Oh, so
Burns, McClanahan, Scherzer, DeGrom, Manoah.
I thought you said you have Orr. I was like, who is Orr?
Bobby.
Yours winning the starting pitcher.
Prospect. No one's heard of him. He's gonna have a big year.
He's been reincarnated.
Alrighty, what do you guys got for your pitchers?
I got Otani, Burns, Manoah, Cole, and Bieber, because I think Cole is going to have a better season this year and be a little less streaky. And like we said before, with Bieber being such a good pick, like Bieber's a sleeper, and he shouldn't be. Like, he's so good. So I'm pretty happy with Bieber. I think he really has potential too. And the rest of them are just obvious.
Yeah, I also have a Shohei, I've got Corbin Burns, I've got Zach Wheeler, I've got Shane Bieber, and Zach Gallen.
If Gallen was thinking of two.
Yeah, I got to go with the homer pick. So.
Yeah.
All righty, you boys, you guys go ahead and say your relievers. I want to go last for this one.
Yeah, all right. I got my boy Hader because I just think if you cut out after the All-Star break last year and you just take, or not even All-Star break, after you got traded, like you cut out that and just go his past, like however many seasons, the guy's been unstoppable. Like, he's so good. And I just think he just needs to get, I guess, time adjusted in San Diego. I don't know what it was, but he was terrible as soon as he got to San Diego. But I think he's better this year, and I think he's going to crush it. And then I got Clase. And I really had a tough time choosing between Class A and Devin Williams, honestly. I was watching Pedro Martinez talk about Devin Williams' changeup. Like, he's talking about how nasty his changeup is. Like, I think Devin Williams is another huge relief pitcher. But I chose Class A just because how dominant he was last year.
Yeah, that's right. I also have Class A as one of mine. And my other one is Raisel Iglesias from the Braves, just because I think he's going to be their closer. And I think, again, just being a closer on a really good team is – sometimes it doesn't always give you the most save opportunities, because sometimes they're just crushing teams and there isn't a save opportunity. But I think he's their clear-cut closer right now because they got A.J. Minter as their setup guy. And I think he's done well as a closer before. He hasn't necessarily been elite, but I think, again, having that good team around him will help him. So I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah.
I got my first pitcher. I also have Emmanuel Clase. You guys went over him. Stud.
Yep.
And then my second one is a very hot take.
Okay. I'm
very high on this guy.
Okay.
And that is, do you guys have a guess?
Romano?
Oh, hell no. I got Johan Duran of the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, yeah, I should have guessed that.
This guy is nasty. Like, this is just going to be his second full season. I hope he's the Twins closer this year. Last season, 186 ERA, had a K rate of 12, just around 12. That was 100 miles an hour. Like, he has a split finger that can get up to 100 miles an hour, which is nasty. Yeah, like, just a freak. Like, that I've heard players maybe he's hard to hit. Like, he's that guy. I think he's the next big reliever in the MLB. Thing with him is he is kind of – he can get wild sometimes, but I think he's going to
– He gets under control this year.
If he gets under control, like, he's a stud. Like opponents hit, like, off his curveball. He has a nasty, nasty curveball also. Batting average, 120.
Nice. Pretty good for a pitcher.
And he has a very underrated slider. Doesn't throw it much. He only throws about 5% of the time.
Yeah.
Opponent's batting zero. No one's gotten a hit off of it.
Nice.
So, yeah, I have I have Johan Duran as my – I'm going to make a write that down prediction next week about him.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's who I got as my All-MLB reliever, is Klaus-Ain Duran.
Awesome.
And that's everything for today. If Chase, you want to close her out?
Yeah. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed our episode here, and let us know if you agree with their picks or what you would have different. But that's all from us. So we'll see you in the next one.
We'll have to look back at this at the end of the year and see who had the best picks.
Make a little closing episode at the end of the season.
All right. See you guys.